More people are escaping war. But getting to safety means risking your life. Active conflict zones, Russian checkpoints. Ukrainians say it's difficult to know which way is safe.
The blockade of Mariupol will go down in history of responsibility for war crimes. To do this to a peaceful city, what the occupiers did, it is terror that will be remembered for centuries to come. And the more Ukrainians tell the word about it, the more support we will find. The more Russia uses terror against Ukraine, the worse the consequences will be for it.
In a recent address, Zelensky warned Russian soldiers death awaits them in Ukraine, noting recent Russian failures on the battlefield, and thousands of people who have fled war-torn cities. Ukrainian resolve in the face of continued Russian strikes. Recovery work is ongoing in Mykolaiv. A Russian strike on Friday killed dozens of Ukrainian soldiers asleep in their bunks. And still no news of the 1,300 people believed to be trapped under the rubble of Mariupol theater bombed 4 days ago. Control of this strategic city is still heavily contested by both sides. And overnight in Kharkiv, more shelling, more destruction. Evacuations have been stepped up, so have preparations at the largest reception center in Lviv. Thousands of people have come and gone. Volunteers are preparing to receive and relocate thousands more in the coming days.
Now we're expecting people from Mariupol. We're preparing places for them to relax, get food, stay for a time, and go further to other regions or abroad.
One family from a village near Kyiv said the worst part of their journey was witnessing the horrors of war.
We were passing through a Russian checkpoint and saw a lot of bodies lying near the road. Some of them were shot, some missing body parts. At one checkpoint in the village, we were waiting for two buses that were part of our convoy, but they were all gunned down by pro-Russian forces at another village.
Pro-Russian Chechen fighters hold people hostage, they say, knowing Ukrainian military will not shoot at civilians. What can I say, she says. I'm scared a lot. I don't want to leave. They are safe for now. Together, warm, happy. But once his family is in Poland, Vladislav says he will go back to fight. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Lviv.